This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's some Harry music right there. Harry Styles. BJ, Jamie, Morning Show on the Odyssey app, too. A story that was out maybe a year ago or so, because it was a nine-month cruise, right?
Correct.
So Royal Caribbean did the ultimate around-the-world cruise for 9 months, okay? And I mentioned, I think
everybody thought it sounded great. Every single person thought this sounded amazing.
Well, they're back. They came back yesterday, got back into port, and they started interviewing the people that had been on the boat for 9 months, and they were just absolutely miserable.
They hated it. They literally said they hated it, and they couldn't wait to get off of it. That did not go how I expected.
Me either. Because I kept saying when this thing was taking off, like, man, I'd love to have the ability to go. I think it was like $100,000 a person.
Yeah, like around the world. Yeah. You get different ports and, you know, and then like you have housekeeping. You don't have to worry about bills or anything. You just travel the world.
Food.
Yeah, all of it.
Everything was included.
I wonder, okay, so now you brought up a good point. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the food got old. Have you ever been to an all-inclusive resort?
Yes.
So my ex-husband and I, we went to Jamaica, the Grand Lido, I think it was.
Yeah.
And there were four restaurants, and we were so sick of it.
Yeah,
we got so sick of it that I started eating peanut butter crackers. Yeah. And not even going to dinner, because I was so sick of it.
The first thing you get sick of, too, because, again, they have four or five restaurants. We were in Mexico. The first thing you get sick of is the breakfast buffet,
mm-hmm.
because that is the same every single day, at least with the four restaurants. You know, when you're making your second round, then you're kind of tired of it. But it takes 4 days to get to that point. But that breakfast, every single day.
I literally couldn't even walk into the buffet or the Italian restaurant anymore. Like, I just was like, nope. I went into the gift shop and started buying peanut butter crackers.
Yeah. We're talking about 7 to 8, 9 days.
Yeah.
Imagine 9 months.
So I bet they were so sick of that.
Well, you can't have on the ship, you can't have more than maybe 10 entrees that you're doing over and over and over again.
Right.
Because it's the same food.
I mean, the only thing I would think is if you got off of port, you know, you got into different, maybe you could have some food there. But if you paid for it already, you have that guilt of like, well, we'll just wait and eat on the ship.
Save some money, yeah.
These passengers, when they got back and they were being interviewed, they said in the beginning, gung ho, everything was just picture perfect, man, being out at sea, a different port every day. But about 2 months into it, all of a sudden, they realized they didn't know where they were at. They had no idea. They're like, we went into ports that we had no idea what to explore because we couldn't remember what, you know, day it was.
And I wonder if it's like being in prison. If you just get so sick of just that same. So, like Miranda Lambert, not that I'm going to quote Miranda Lambert, but I am. Sorry, it just goes here. So, she talks about how she loves her life because she has horses and she can just get on a horse and, like, just, you know, gallop away.
Yeah.
And that she has a camper and she can just hook it up to her truck and go out in the woods and just get away if she wants. And she likes her bus because she can just go to a different. They can't go anywhere unless somebody tells them where they're going.
No.
And then they get off, and then they only have like 5 hours, and then they have to get back on prison.
Yeah, they said actually by the time they got to the end of the trip that stopping into port became a pain in the butt.
I bet that
their best days were out at sea because you could just roam around the ship and just kind of, you know, get away from everything a little bit anyway. But when you go to port, they said it was so much work.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know why you like cruises so much, because I'm not proud of this, but I follow imissmycruiseship.com.
Do you really?
Yeah. And it's basically people that are running for their lives to try to catch the and it's people that are watching them going, come on, go, go, go. And it's like fat men, fat women that are like, oh, I can't run anymore.
I mean, when it's not you, it's great entertainment.
Exactly. And that's what it is you just watch these people running, trying to make their ship. But I don't know why you would like to do a cruise. And you say you would love it, but to me, I want to go to a beach. I want to have a couple of cocktails. I don't want to keep looking at my watch. How much time do I have? How long will it take to get a cab? How long does it take to get back there? I don't want to think about that.
When I take cruises, and I haven't in several years, but when I did do it, I lived down in Florida, and you could actually go, you know, anytime you wanted to. And my favorite part was being at sea and being on the boat. I didn't like the port. Mm. I didn't care about scheduling a zip line in some port somewhere. It didn't matter to me. I liked the boat itself. I just liked being out on the water.
Yeah,
but I think that would get old after 9 months.
Because Michelle and her husband, her daughter, they for her graduation or whatever, they took like a huge cruise all over. And she said it was horrible getting off the port because she's like me. You want to like lay on the beach, have a couple of cocktails. If you take a nap, you don't want to have to worry about, you know, but every one of them had their phone set for how much time. Her husband's like running up to the cab line, like how long will it take to get back? I don't want to do that.
Yeah, they've got like a timeline. Yeah. The worst part for me would be just the room. You're stuck in that room for
forever.
9 months.
Oh, yeah.
The same room.
The same room. It's prison.
Yeah.
You can't get on a horse.
No, you. But you spend a lot. Well, 9 months. It's hard to fathom.
Well, you spend a lot of time at your home. We don't really spend a lot of time in our houses.
No. I meant when you're on the boat, you don't spend a lot of time in the cabin. Oh. But that's only when you're on there for 7 days.
Yeah.
Because you got other things you can do on the boat. You
for
know,
what?
You can go.
You can go gamble, but then you like lose the first night. You're like, I'm not doing that again.
They have pools. They have plays. They have musicals.
Oh my God.
They have
musicals.
They have shuffleboard. I like shuffleboard. There's nothing wrong with
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. BJ wants to catch one of the cruise line's musicals.
They got basketball. They got a dive show. One of them had a dive show that we were on.
That's nice.
Yeah, cool.
But there's nothing like show tunes on a boat.
I'm just saying you don't have to stay in your cabin the entire time. Although I will give you some props on this.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Because 9 months into it, you'd be sick and tired.
Oh, without a doubt.
In my head, you're in a walker going, come on, Lisa, we got to go see the musical.
It's a production.
It's a pretty good show. One lady did. She was
like Can.
Oh, she was dead on Bette Midler. She was good.
Yeah, it sounds like good.
It's a good trip. It was worth the money.
Come
I thought.
Come on, Lisa, it's a musical.
Yeah, I was in a hurry to get a good seat at the dive show because I like to get wet. Well, you sit in the front row, you get splashed.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, come on, honey, we gotta hurry. We gotta get to the dive show.
You need to take your son to SeaWorld. At SeaWorld, there's a splash zone.
Yeah.
If you really like that, there's a splash zone, and you can go sit there. And I mean, that orca will. Yeah. I mean, look, you're saturated.
Anybody walks up to me and says that they just came from a dive show, if they're not wet, I don't believe them.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
You gotta get wet.
Who walks up to you and says they've been to a dive show?
Well. I don't know. I'm just saying. If you did, I'd want your hair to be wet.
This is the weirdest conversation.
Your hair to be wet.
Who goes to dive shows like on a regular?
I did not expect these people to come back from this trip.
I didn't either.
And hate it.
I know. That was a disappointment.
I know. They couldn't find anybody that actually was raving about it.
I know. And said, I want to do it again.
Yeah.
They're
like, well, I think I'll take a break.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll do that for a while. That's 9 months is biting off a lot. Now, remember, there's also those boats out there that people have bought condos on.
Yeah, that made me rethink that. That's called The World. It's a cruise ship. I look into it.
Yeah.
It's called The World. And it's like about 1.5 or something like that.
Yeah.
But my concern about it is that the actual ship, like, falling apart. You know? Yeah. I mean, how long is this ship good for?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's got to have a time span to it, right? Yeah. And so, yeah, your boat at some point, I mean, it's not like something you could pass along to your grandkids.
Right, no. Exactly.
Right? And you're paying over $1 million.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally own a piece of the boat because
right.
you bought a condo on the
on
boat.
The boat.
But you're right. I mean, what's it got? A 30-year life. Yeah. It's over?
Right. And not only that, but I've seen Titanic.
Jeez. Yeah. Yeah. I saw where a boat hit an iceberg.
It did. Wasn't it a carnival?
Yeah, one of the cruise ships. Wasn't that a story?
It was a story.
Over the last
you
couple
didn't
of days.
Dream it was true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was up near Alaska or somewhere. They ran into an iceberg.
Although I told you there was a 650-foot wave, and I'm still not sure if that's true.
That's a big wave.
It is a big wave. 650 feet?
Yeah.
But I swear, this is where we come into that whole, is the internet true or false?
Yeah, I don't buy it.
I swear that they said there was a 650-foot wave.
I don't know what a world record is, but I don't know.
I mean,
600 seems like a lot to me.
That seems impossible.
It is impossible.
Right?
It's got to be.
So it's just the internet lying to me again?
I would think so. I don't know. I have no idea. Who am I to say, right?
Whatever.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday weekend, almost here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.